Hello, all. Welcome to the Dramione Effect. And this is actually our first episode with a guest, which is amazing. And I am so happy and proud to have Maple Unicorn on the podcast with us, the fantastic author of honestly one of my favorite fics. It's like slipping up the rankings. Her first fic is called Boundless. She has a couple more fics that are out there, and we will talk about that during the podcast when we get down to business. So, Maple, hello, welcome.
Hi. Ooh, I didn't know I was the first guest. This is exciting.
Well, yeah, because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do some solo episodes. We're not actually launching the podcast until the 11th of March. So I have some solo episodes in the can already. But yeah, you're my first guest.
Very nice. Let's make it a good one. Thanks for having me.
How could it be anything but good? We're here on a Sunday hanging out. So you got into fan fiction, how?
Oh, it's the question,
How,
right?
girl?
Okay, so well, last year I had a baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. And so I was home a lot and I was really bored a lot. Babies are monotonous, so I started to read again. I hadn't read since, like, this is embarrassing, but probably like high school, you
Not
know.
embarrassing.
Yeah, no, I just like couldn't get into anything. And then I was on Book Talk, even though I wasn't reading, showed up anyway on my For You page. And I started reading A Court of Thorns and Roses. And I felt like it was like the first time I read Twilight.
Hell
I don't
yeah.
know, like when
Oh
I was
God,
like
yes.
11. And I was just obsessed with it. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I like reading. So I went on a little spiral.
As one does.
Yes. And then I was spending a little too much money on books. Yeah. So, I started reading Manacled one day, and then I just
Okay,
haven't read any.
you gotta back up. Okay, so you just started reading Manacled one day.
Yeah.
So did that also show up on your FYP?
It did.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I was like,
I'm like, because there's
whatever.
really no other reason on God's green earth that anybody would be, unless you were already involved in the Dramione universe. Like, how would you find that? That's a needle in a haystack if you're not. The algorithm knew what it was doing.
It had to, because, and I would not recommend that to be anyone's first fan fiction.
Girl, it was mine.
Yeah, I
Well, I
think
mean,
it.
okay, so my first Dramione fan fiction, not my first
Yes.
fanfic, but the first Dramione. So
Yes. Yeah.
yeah. We both just threw ourselves off a cliff.
Yeah, I read fan fiction like during Draco Talk, like back in 2020, like some good like YN stuff on Wattpad. I was
Right?
into that, but
Who wouldn't be?
right. So yeah, I would not recommend that to just like the average reader, and like especially me, I was home postpartum. So that was
Yeah, that
interesting.
whole arc.
Yeah. But yeah, and then I just decided one day like nothing was scratching my itch, even though I read like 40 fanfics in like 2 months, as one does. So I just started writing.
And out of you poured the genius that is Boundless.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
Genius. I feel, yeah.
I just reread it last night because I was like, okay, it's been a while since I read this. Like, we're gonna go back and visit Mapletown. Like, we're
Need a
gonna
little
go back.
refresher.
Right. And I was like, God, I forgot how fucking good this is.
Oh my God, thank you. I get so like weird when people talk about my work, 'cause like I don't know. I just kind of the words just fell out of me. I was just having a silly little time, so.
Well, it worked. That silly little time produced some pretty great stuff. So
Oh, thank you.
in doing that, just being bored and being at home and just coming up with this insane storyline that was really fun and really refreshingly different. I mean, there were some things like there's tropes on tropes, like with Dramione. Like there are things that, you know, that are pretty much staples that, you know, you find in every fan fiction or every Dramione. Like I think in this one, the way that you dealt with, spoiler alert, if anybody hasn't read Boundless, like knock it off, go read it right now because I'm going to say some stuff that could be considered a spoiler. So go ahead and stop right now if you haven't read it and come back to this when you have. So, the whole relationship with Hermione's mother,
Yes.
I had never read it like that.
Okay. Yeah.
I've always read that, like the parents, the oblivion of her parents, and in some family, they either do get their memories or they don't, and then she has to deal with it that way. But I never actually dealt with, like, or had read her dealing with it with her mother in that sort of way. So it's almost like she was taking care of an Alzheimer's patient.
Yes. Yeah. And that is really kind of the inspiration that I had for it was for like Alzheimer's or like a dementia. I've had people in my family with that. So I have a good relationship with my mom, but I think I was just going through so much, like I said, being postpartum and being a new mom, that like the mother aspect really, really took over. I think like halfway through, it was just like Narcissa is like a great mother-in-law and Hermione is a good mom to little Scorp. And, Hermione has her issues with her mom. And so, yeah, that was really like a theme that I wasn't expecting. I really sought out to just write like a cute little love story. And then it got a little kind of serious there.
Well, you did both.
Yes.
Yeah, props to you. You did both wonderfully. Before writing this, like, I mean, I know you said that you weren't reading, but had you written much at all, or was like this literally your first time sitting down and like putting your ideas?
It was the first time. Yeah, no, I besides like college and taking like English class and writing research papers, my job like out in the real world is very scientific in the healthcare. So everything was very research paper,
Which you brought a bit of that in there too. I mean, with
Yeah.
Draco being a healer, and that, most of the setup of it is in a hospital situation. So, you could tell that you had that, healer patient relationship was very well done. Like,
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So this was definitely the first thing I ever wrote creatively. And I wrote it on my phone at night with my son sleeping on my chest. I wrote like half of it on my phone, I would say. And because I didn't want anyone to know I was writing it, like not even my husband knew.
Does he know now?
Yes, he does. He
What is
does
he?
because, well, I really wanted to write on my laptop. And if he saw me on my laptop, he'd be like, "What are you
What are you
doing?"
doing?
And so I had to tell him, and he's really supportive about it and super excited that I have something special for
Hell yeah.
myself.
We like
So,
that. We love
yeah.
a supportive man.
Yes, absolutely.
You wrote it on your phone. Seriously?
Yeah.
Dude, I can't even write in the notes app on my phone. It bugs me so much.
Oh, well, yeah, the scene started in my notes app. Because, like, I don't know. Most people, when they like go to bed, they like think, like do little daydreams to go to sleep. That was basically me for like a month. And then I was like, oh, let me just write this down.
What was the first scene that you envisioned and that you actually got written down? Because I mean, normally, like, I write fan fiction and I know I never start linearly. I never start in a date order. Like, I never start at chapter one. There's
Yeah.
always this moment where you're like, I see this in my head and that's what I want to write. And then when you start fleshing out from that scene, you're like, oh, that's actually somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, it was the scene where Draco braids Hermione's hair.
Oh, that's such a great scene.
I loved that little scene. And then I was reading, I don't remember the name of the fic, but it was a healer one. And I was like, well, he could be a healer. And I was like, and Hermione's mom probably needs someone to heal her. And it just kind of spiraled from there.
So speaking of, like, you had read other things, what's your favorite Hermione?
Oh, my favorite is Secrets and Masks.
Oh, hell yeah.
I read that. I was inconsolable reading that.
No, I know.
My husband was concerned for me.
He's like,
Yeah.
lady friend, do we need to have a little chat?
Yes, like why are you sobbing on the couch right now? Situation. And no book has ever really like affected me the way it has, so
Really?
it definitely has a special place in my heart and I just keep it at my number one. I don't think I can read it again
No,
because it
I
hurts
know
so
I couldn't.
bad.
I know I couldn't.
But I'm very
And
happy
I
I read
loved
it.
it.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's my number one.
That's rad. It's one of those fics that will just come to me on like a random Tuesday
Yep.
where I'm just like, la la la. Oh,
Yep.
remember Narcissa the dragon when she was like snuggling?
I cannot write.
I'm like, ah.
I cannot write Kingsley without thinking about Kingsley from that fic.
Oh yeah.
And I try so hard to make him like kind of nice, but I just
Nope.
can't.
Can't
It's
do
like
it.
influenced me so
Can't do
much.
it. It's been, I think Manacled was my first, and I want to say Secrets and Masks was my second.
I feel like I was kind of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't do dark fix anymore.
No, really?
Nope. I'm just like a fluffy, good time gal.
That's so funny. I like both. I toe the line, like where it's like I'll read a really dark one. Like I'm in the middle of Goblet of Shadows, which
Oh.
is a work in progress right now and is killing me because she's not updating until like April. It's so dark,
Is
like
it? Oh, because
oh
that's on
jeez.
my list. I might break my no dark fic rule for that
You
one.
wait until it's done because it is legit painful
Okay, yeah, I
right
will.
now.
It's
Because it,
definitely on my list for
but
sure.
it's so good. Oh my God. So it's like basically if you take the Hunger Games. So there is sort of a Hunger Games aspect to it where they're all pitted against each other in a game. The beginning of the whole fic is super dark. Like
Oh.
yeah, shit. And it's literally just Hermione for the beginning of the whole entire thing. Like you don't even pick up with other characters until like, I don't know, 10 chapters in.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's shit gets crazy. Shit gets crazy. And now I'm like, oh God, until April, serious?
It'll be
But
here before you know it.
I know, I know, I know.
It'll be so worth it.
Okay, so Secrets and Masks is your number one.
Yes.
What's your number two?
Draco Malfoy and the mortifying ordeal of being in love. I feel like that's so obvious. No?
No, I mean, no, that's
Oh, no?
no,
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
no, it's not. I mean, I think it's in a lot of people's like top five, you know, just because of what it is. But no,
I've read it multiple times.
that's so good though.
I
Who
know.
wouldn't?
I
Who
know.
wouldn't? Because he is so ridiculous in
So
that,
ridiculous.
so ridiculous.
The whole
Quash,
thing's
quash it,
ridiculous.
quash her, quash, quash, quash. Really, you're just lying to yourself, bud. Like,
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, it's just so good. Yeah. And I just want to say I started reading fan fiction in end of March last year. So I haven't even been reading it for that long. And I've read this one twice and I've read Remain Nameless twice. Like there are a
Oh
few
God,
I've gone
yeah.
back for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've read so I read Manacle three times. I read it first time the regular way, the second time I read it flashbacks first,
Oh, okay.
and then kicked back into the part one and then part three. And then the last time I read it just the end, like just part three, and I was like, that was the most hurtiest way to read it.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I know, but I was like, you know what? You know what we're gonna do today? We're just gonna hurt.
Yeah, let's just
We're just, this is a
experiment.
crying day. I'm feeling a little emosh.
Oh gosh.
A little emosh. But yeah, Remain Nameless multiple times. What's the other? Meet Your Match. I've read multiple times.
Oh, I do love that one. Yeah, that one's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good comfort one.
I was gonna say, Until the Ink Runs Dry. I don't know if you read
Oh,
that one. That
girl.
one's
Oh,
Oh wait, yes, I
no.
do know that you love this one. The whole series is very high on my list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That. Oh, that one made me cry. Yeah, I fully cried. It was like I hadn't read anything in that format for Draco and
Right.
Hermione yet. So that format did something to like the dynamic that no other fic had done for me in it previously. So I was just like, oh, this is different. And the writing was so like spot on emotionally, you know, like for them. That it was just, well, plus the banter in there, just them writing to each other and him being dirty in the writing and then being like, oh, you know, because you can tell he was like, he's in prison. He's like a repressed prison inmate. Like,
His only source of
right. His
light.
only source of anything is coming in these letters. And the raw emotion in those letters too was just, that
I
fucked me
love
up.
it. It's, yeah, I want to write something similar, like with just letters and stuff.
Oh, speaking of
Maybe in the
raw,
future.
speaking of raw emotions, lady,
Yeah.
I gotta talk to you about where the darkness lies. What the
Oh
actual?
gosh. Did you read Where the Starlight
Yeah, I
Gleams?
read that first,
Okay.
but I didn't know that you were gonna write Where the Darkness Lies later. And then I was like, oh, boopity boop, boopity-doo, and I just read it, and I was like, what the actual hell?
I feel like I need to. Okay.
I mean,
Well,
I saw a little in the thing that was like, this is the prequel to where the starlight, is it Where the Starlight Gleams?
gleams.
Yeah, okay. It's been a, I read that at
It's okay.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's a Christmas
I
fic.
mean, I know it's
Yeah.
only February, but Jesus
Oh
Christ.
gosh, I
But
have so much to say.
okay, go.
Okay, so I wrote Where the Starlight Gleams for a Secret Santa gift exchange,
And thank you.
and I really love it.
That's so beautiful. God.
I just like really, really loved it. I hadn't had a plan to do anything else about it because, so just something about me personally, I don't gravitate towards Hogwarts era fics. It's just not me. I
Right.
just, whatever personal. Someone in the comments was like, "Oh, I'd love to see how they got to this point." And then my mind went crazy, as it does. So
Right.
I was like, I could do like a series of one shots and, really delve into their relationship prior to this. And so I wrote Where the Darkness Lies and realized it doesn't really, like, it was so angsty
Oh, God, yeah. But it was so
and
good.
upsetting that,
I was at work reading it on my
oh
phone,
gosh,
and
no.
I was literally crying in the bathroom when she was standing at the gates. I was like, oh my God, I gotta go back to work and sell wine right now. How is this gonna
So
happen?
now when you read it and then you get to Where the Starlight Gleams,
It's so
Draco's
different.
apology seems so not worthy,
Yeah,
especially because
well.
I wrote the next one as well and it's kind of worse. Some people in the comments were having an issue that they were like upset that it wasn't a happily ever after. So I did hide Where the Darkness Lies for the
Okay.
moment
Okay.
because I need to like rework how I'm tagging it and
Well,
really making sure people know it's a prequel
right.
and I'm not just out to hurt people.
Here, let me stab you in the heart.
Yeah. I mean, I do
Oh.
love angst, obviously, but.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't need the tags of angst. Like it, there are some things in there that you're like, "Oh God," but knowing that it's a prequel makes it a whole different animal.
Right.
I know. It was hurt. It hurt me.
I'm sorry.
So good job.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry, but that makes me happy at the same time. You're gonna suffer, but you're gonna be happy about it.
Yes, you're gonna suffer and you're gonna love it.
Yes.
Because this the second one is so good. Like,
Thank
and I just
you.
reading that as a standalone one shot, I was all in. I was like,
Oh.
okay, I don't know what happened to them before. Now that I know, I'm like, oof. Damn, who wouldn't just be like, I forgive you, you're hot.
Yeah, I mean, hello. And I just feel
And
like.
you have a and you have like a sweet little baby now, and my ovaries just exploded,
Exactly.
and it needs to happen.
Yeah, I just feel like Hermione's grown so much and she already forgave him in her heart. That's what I'm going to tell myself.
That's the alternate universe we're all living in.
Yes.
What else are you working on? Because you don't obviously
Oh.
have enough to do right now.
Yeah, I'm a busy bee at the moment. Oh gosh, I like really went kind of crazy. So I'm working on the series of one shots for Where the Starlight Gleams. That's kind of on hold, like I said. I am writing a How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days AU.
How's that going?
Is a love-hate relationship for sure. Right now I'm in the love phase,
Okay,
so
good.
I'm like making cover art for it. I
Oh,
wrote
hell yeah.
like three chapters.
Okay.
So I'm feeling good at the moment. I should have another chapter up soon, I think. And then I have a war fic that I'm working on.
Ooh.
That is like really my baby, and I'm really taking it very seriously.
So is it,
So,
it's, are we going dark?
not, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
Okay. I mean,
I
you
don't
don't.
think I'm capable of writing something super dark.
Right. Neither am I, honestly. I
Yeah.
love to read it, but every time I try to go there, I'm like, this is just obviously not my genre.
Yes, like it
Like,
doesn't.
I love like, not fluff. I mean, I love smut. I can write smut, but I don't love like when I, yeah, I want to write like comfort fix.
Yes, I love
That's my thing.
comfort
I want
fix.
like a warm blanket and a cup of cocoa. Like,
Yeah.
make me love him.
Yeah, this is.
I don't want to, yeah, I don't want to blow him up. I don't want, I don't want to fight alongside him. I don't want to hit him with a Nevada. I just want him to hug me.
Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, it's going to be kind of dark.
Okay, good. All right. Love it. I love that for you.
I can I'll say it's so I actually got this idea when I was writing Boundless. I had someone comment and say that my character Daisy reminded them of the Baroness in Sound of Music, and I was like, I need a Sound of Music Dramini. So basically it's going to be kind of like a Sound of Music Dramini, but very dark
Okay.
and like espionage,
Okay. Hell yes.
dragons,
Oh, I'm in.
Draco's blind.
I'm 100% in.
Yeah, so
100% in.
I'm taking it very, very seriously. I wanted to start posting it in April, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna get there.
Whenever I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever, I'll subscribe.
I'm really into
Give it to me.
it.
Give it to me.
So yeah,
That
that's pretty
sounds
much.
fantastic. Okay, speaking of Daisy, could I hate anybody more?
I love that. I love the reaction that she got because I found her to be annoying, but I didn't find her to be like the worst.
Well,
But
I mean,
people hate
okay.
her.
Ugh. Climber. Just a climber. That scene, okay, where keep in mind, I did just read this again last night. So
Yes.
don't be like, bitch, have you memorized this whole entire fic?
I would never.
But the scene where Hermione is gonna go like bust Kingsley's balls at the ministry. And she freaking walks into Draco's office like a bat out of hell and is just like, hey. And he's literally got Daisy between his legs or whatever with her skirt up, and she just looks over like, what the fuck do you want, bitch? Like, first of all, I mean, if I was in Daisy's shoes, I would be like, what the fuck do you want, bitch? But also, ew,
I know.
I hate you.
I had to do it.
It
Yeah, there had to be. So that's another thing. This, like, the love triangle. I know people really don't like love triangles.
yeah, but you know what? Everybody needs an enemy. And it's
Yes.
usually just Ron. So I love that you put somebody else in there because normally it's just Draco trying to get Hermione to forget about Ron or Ron doing something stupid that drives Hermione into Draco's arms. There's not, I mean, I'm sure there are since there's like 400,000 fics out there. But as far as what I've read, not normally are there things other than Astoria.
Right. And I personally love Astoria.
Oh, I do too.
I don't love when she's just looked at as like just a surrogate or like as an evil character. So I really wanted to kind of be nice to her.
Oh yeah, she definitely got the angel treatment because in
Yes.
literally in this fic she was an angel. She wasn't really there. Only her memories were present and all of the lovely little memories that Draco had about her and that the things that she left Scorpius with were wonderful.
That's so
So,
beautiful.
yeah.
She's an angel.
She's an
I love
angel.
that.
And
Yeah.
I did love how you gave like the other characters, like the snakes. I love a good snakes group.
Me too. It's intimidating to write.
Oh, I know. I know.
So I tried my best.
No, it was great. It was really great. And Theo was honestly wonderful in this.
Thank
I
you.
mean, always like
I love him.
he's okay. So here's the funny thing about like Theo, like he was not in canon.
No,
What did he get? Like two mentions
I
in the
think
entire
so.
series? And we, as the fan fiction writers, have taken Theo and canonized him as basically like he's either the gay best friend or the unhinged menace or the evil bastard or the like third part of a polyamorous trio.
And I'll read them all, and I'll love them
Yes.
all.
Yes.
I love that we did that.
Yeah, it's so good.
We have to take something from JKR, you know.
I have my notes from like from when I reread this last night because I was like, I need to make some notes. And
Oh.
I said, Draco, he's so lonely.
Yeah.
He's so lonely.
And so that's another reason why I wrote Daisy because I'm not a huge fan of just like miscommunication because there's miscommunication.
Right.
I wanted him to really be like having a conflict within himself of like, what does he want in the world and what is he willing to risk
Well, yeah,
for it?
because literally on paper and according to his mother, Daisy is the perfect wife.
Right.
She shows up as the perfect wife. I mean, there's obviously flaws.
Yeah, flaws that he could easily just overlook for Scorpius to have a mother and
Exactly. Oh, and
yeah.
him, yeah, and him to have somebody a
And to
permanent
have,
date.
yeah, someone to look good on his arm, you know.
Yeah, and I wrote Hermione is desperate for something good to happen.
Oh, I know. I really put her through it at the beginning there.
She, yeah, like her whole entire thing was like failure, failure, failure.
Yeah. I started updating my author's notes where I'm like, I swear this is gonna be a happy fic. Like, bear with me, please. I'm not meaning to make her a punching bag.
Then I wrote Ron, fuck Ron.
Yeah, just that's all I have to say about that.
The next one is Dr. Michael. I mean, dot, dot, dot. I think.
I originally had him to not be kind of like a jerk. Like I genuinely wanted Hermione to start dating him, but then I thought it was too many love triangles. So I just kind of was like,
I did think though
No.
that it gave like where Hermione looked at Daisy and was like, oh, like there are people out there that other people that want him. So, there is competition. It wasn't just the two of them existing in a vacuum.
Yes. And I really liked him to be the catalyst for their first sex scene.
Right.
I like a little bit of a jealous Draco.
The
Oh,
whole
God.
door, when she shut the door in his face and he ripped it off the hinges and threw it across the
Yeah, that I did not plan that at all. They were just going to have like a very romantic first time together after the gala. And then I was like, you know what?
room.
I need
No,
them to like fight.
this is not how it's gonna
Yeah, they need to have like a little bit of hate sex, I think. And I hate writing sex scenes. That was the first smut scene I ever wrote.
You hate writing sex scenes?
Oh, God, I just feel like I can't do it justice.
You're so good at it.
Thank you. That makes me feel so good
Please
because
don't stop.
I feel so corny. I feel so awkward. I'm like, are the
I
limbs
think
where they need to be?
well, that's what editing's for.
Yeah. Oh.
You got to go back and be like, did I say that his hand was on her face or her ass?
Yeah,
Because
I'm
it's
like,
going to be really awkward to try to, because, okay, so this is how I read smut. I like visualize, obviously, like what the author is writing, but then I'm like, if they say something odd, my brain will visualize the odd thing.
yes.
So I'm like, wait a second, is she on her knees or is she not? Because that's not fucking possible. Is she a contortionist?
Right. I was just gonna say that. Like it'll
How is
take me
this
right out of
happening?
it.
How is this happening? That's not possible.
I didn't have a beta for Boundless, but I did have someone beta read that specific scene to make sure that it
Right.
was like not the cringiest thing anyone's ever read. So that was good. But yeah. So after that, I felt a little better, but I still feel so awkward doing it because I've read some good smut.
Oh God.
And I
Z
just,
ZB3.
yeah. Or Ruby Krishna.
Okay. I'm writing that down. I don't think I've read a lot of Ruby Krishna.
The Contender.
No.
Oh my
What? You're blowing
goodness.
my
Do you like
mind.
Quidditch Draco?
Fuck yes.
Oh, God, you have to read it like the second we're done. Oh, it's, oh, she's so good.
So good. Scully Murphy is amazing at
Yes.
smut.
Yes.
Scarlet is
Yeah,
really good at smut.
yep.
Or not Scarlet, Spicy X Pisces.
Yes. I know who you're talking
Yeah,
about.
yeah, yeah, yeah. You're
Yeah.
like, oh yeah, I know who. Yeah, ZB is like,
Or like
have
Ada
you
P. Ricks.
oh God.
I just,
Slytherin Diaries.
yeah, like so then when I write it, I'm like, good girl. Ooh. Like that's as spicy as I can get. Like I don't know. I'm trying.
That's as spicy as I get. You're like,
Throw a little praise kink in there and call it a day. I don't know.
I'm going to call you out on your BS on that one because you had some stuff in there. Like,
Tell me,
what?
Toby, tell me.
Tell me. Yeah,
You
like,
don't have to tell me. It's okay.
no. There was one where they were he basically comes on her stomach and then she rubs it in her and he eats her out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so don't tell me you're not spicy.
I forgot about that one.
You forgot about I forgot about that one. So sorry.
That's yeah, that is a
Yeah,
whole
okay. So
smut chapter with
yeah.
legitimacy. Yeah, I didn't love that chapter, if I'm being honest.
Okay. Other
But
people
thanks.
have.
Yeah, I know.
I was
No,
like,
I
wait a second. This vanilla persona is
see, I read that and I feel like it's kind of vanilla, but I guess it's not.
I mean, it's not, but if you're like, I can barely say good girl, and I'm like, wait a second, huh? That is so far from the truth because that was a great sex scene.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
this is
Good
making me feel
times.
great. Thanks.
That was a good time.
I'm gonna go read that chapter again.
Just do it. It's so worth it.
Yeah.
So tags make a big difference in fan fiction. What are some of the tags that you will like jump to read?
Usually Dilf Draco.
Oh, hell yeah.
Obviously.
Duh.
That's and I do love an inappropriate use of legitimacy.
Okay.
Always.
Always.
Yeah. And basically just like oh, hurt comfort.
Okay.
Huge hurt comfort, emotional hurt comfort. Yeah. And then fluff, obviously. I love a sweet little
Right.
domestic cuteness.
So yeah, Seek and Find is my like emotional support fic.
Yes, that's a great one.
Oh, I said in my email, I'm like, please do not get me on Seek and Find Draco.
Oh no. And you brought it up.
I bring it up and I'm like, I can't not bring it up. That That man lives in my head
I
rent
know,
free.
with the long hair and that's a
Okay,
good
so
one.
we mentioned some other authors. Like
Yes.
who are your like top that you will like stop, drop, and roll to just go read?
Oh gosh, you're putting me on the spot. Glow Ivy.
Okay.
I love her work. She has a whip right now, How to Catch Snitches, How to Catch Snitches and Get Witches, I think that's
Oh,
the name of
okay.
it. I
Nice.
love that one. So, and she does a lot of one shots, which is great. Hey Jude, I'm there
Obvious.
for all of it. I'm reading In These Silent Days right now. I've
Oh.
become a very slow reader,
Okay.
since I started writing, because sometimes reading other people's work will make me very insecure about my writing, or it'll influence my writing, and I don't like that. So I'm very slow. So I've been really into reading one shots lately. So yeah, I think those two are pretty much my two I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to like, you know, what you're saying is like you've slowed down on reading because it's that creation versus consumption
Yes.
metric. So like when you're really I'm in huge consumption mode right now. Like I will
Right.
not I'm not stopping reading and I'm just like give me more like because I'm in the mood to create this podcast. So I'm consuming a lot in order to create a lot.
Yes, and
Yeah.
I totally feel
And
that.
you've kind of
Yeah.
re, you know, you're like, "Oh wow, now I'm creating a lot, so I'm consuming less."
Yes, yeah.
And there's always that push and pull going on.
Right, and I don't think I read a long fic in a while. Like I said, I started In These Silent Days. I started You Are in Love, Hermione's version by Swift
Okay.
Knight.
Haven't
That's
read
a whip
that.
right now.
Oh,
It's almost done. It should be done like April, I think.
okay.
So I'm just like very slowly reading it. I find it easier to follow whips. And like I said, I already mentioned Ruby Krishna, but she's another one that I'll just read anything she writes. Just consume it immediately.
Right.
Delicious.
Yeah, I'm really bad. So like I have you know like a TBR that is never ending, but then I'll get on TikTok because we're all very active on TikTok, and I will see somebody post about something, and then I will immediately add that to my TBR. But what happens is if it's a one shot, I'm like, well, fuck it, it's a one shot. Like I'm just gonna read it.
Right.
So then I'm like, well, I read like six one shots in like 3 days. Like what? Okay.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It's like just so
Yeah.
easy to consume.
I think the last long, well, I don't even know if it's longish. Like, what do you consider long? Like 40 plus chapters?
I would consider like,
Detreque?
oh gosh.
Have you read that?
No,
Oh.
I want to.
Oh my. Well, wait till it's done. She still has 3 chapters till it's finished. And it's.
I've read a couple chapters because people were talking about how great her prose is, and I
Oh,
just
it's
like
so
wanted to
good.
do it. And I was like, oh God, I need to set aside
It is
time.
okay. So she in the I'm going to go on a little Detreque tangent for a moment. One of the single best lines. It's not in this one. Shit, because I don't have it downloaded. Anyhow, in the last chapter that she posted, and I think it's 103 out of 106. Not that I'm keeping count. Draco is talking to his mother. And she is trying to get him to give up on Hermione. She's trying to get him to move past it. She's trying, and literally, he locked Hermione in his bedroom at his flat. He locked her in there, like chained the doors, like put magical chains on the doors for her not to come out because he knew the conversation that he was going to have with his mother. She's listening because she can, you know, she can hear them talking. And Narcissa is saying something to him, and he comes up with this line, and he's like, basically she's like, he says, you're crossing the line. And he says, my line is an ironclad ring, or an ironclad ring around Hermione and myself. Like, don't fucking cross it. And I was like, oh my God.
It's just so like romantic. I don't know how
So.
people come up with the romance.
Ah, but their relationship in this fic is so I can't even put it into words. It is all like it is so good. Like if anybody like if you love a slow burn because baby this thing is barely lit for like 80 chapters. He's the worst in the whole like he's the worst. It's because it starts when they're in school, but
Right.
I didn't mean to turn this into a Detreque fangirl moment, but
It's okay.
anyhow.
I'll fangirl about anything with you.
Anyhow, yes. I mean, you need to go. I think there is an audio fic, which is the last time I checked, was at like 80 plus chapters. So if you do like an audio fic and you're good to listen to it, up until then. I don't know how long it's taken for them to update, but yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Yeah.
My ever-growing
Like, yeah,
list.
seriously, where like another like epic length was, obviously Measure of a Man.
Yes.
Where Measure of a Man made me angry for a lot of it because I had this thing of like, what is wrong with Hermione? Like, what is taking so long? And then I'm like, okay, no, like we've got history here. Like, this is happening. Then I went to read Detrick Hay and I was like, why am I not angry? Why am I not that why am I not angry here? Because she was like fully absorbing everything around her and just
Right.
like totally different, but also the slowest of slow burn.
I love Good Slow Burn and I love Measure of Man, if you couldn't tell.
Oh God, no. I mean, I love that fic now too, but it was just like when I was in it, I was just like, oh, this hurts. Like,
That's
oh.
yeah. That's interesting that you were like kind of mad at Hermione, because when I was reading Measure of Man, like I was just so vibing with every single part of it. I was like, yeah, it all makes sense.
It all
Yeah,
makes sense.
she's like slow to come around, but so is he. It's
Yeah,
fine.
I mean, I got that the slow, but I think it was just
Yeah.
like when you've read so many other, like, I don't know, maybe I was just in a spicy moment. Maybe I
Yeah,
should have just
no.
stopped and read like a Dilf Draco one shot.
No, it's totally valid.
And no, but I was like, no, I'm gonna read this. At the moment, I think I gave up twice during
Okay.
Me I gave up twice during Measure of Man. I was like,
Yeah.
it's not that I don't want to finish it. I just can't do it right now. Like, this is just not the thing.
Right. It's long and it's deep.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
But it's on my list to do a reread because I was very heavily influenced by it.
Well, yeah, there are
So,
certain things
yeah.
in there, like, yeah, there are certain parallels to Boundless, but I mean, there's an influence, but yeah, it was, I mean, Boundless stands on its own two legs.
Thank you. I always worry that it's just like, because you said at the beginning, tropes abound over here, but like I
Well,
love
they do,
tropes.
and like ideas are ideas, and in I don't know, there's some famous quote that is like, there are no original ideas, like
Right.
everything has already been done. And that, I mean, that's the thing with fan fiction, is that you can't be like, well, this is 100% original idea, because it's not. Obviously, the root of it is derivative.
Yes. And that's the whole reason I even wrote it anyway, is I wanted to write exactly what I wanted to read.
Yes.
So I wanted to take the tropes that I loved and I wanted them to be like to my exact specifications. And I did that. I've read Boundless like 3 times.
It's so it's hard not to when you're, when you're in it. Like, I love reading my own work, and that's going to sound maybe narcissistic, but I do.
No.
Because it gives you that kind of, not, I mean, not this like charge of like, I'm so good at this writing thing. It's not that. It's like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted to read.
Yes, exactly.
These are the words that I wanted these people to say. These are the things that I wanted them to do. And this is the outcome that I wanted to see. And so you're finally like, oh, yeah, that's fucking satisfying.
Exactly. And that's what's so fun about writing is I can do literally whatever I want.
Right.
It's hard when now, like if you have like an audience or you have subscribers, I feel like there's more pressure. It's fake pressure. It's not real,
Right.
But sometimes I really get into my own head about it. And that's why I'm having a love-hate relationship with the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days one. I'm
Right.
just, I just kind of go like back and forth with it. Like, are they gonna like this? And I have to remind myself, like, do
Do
you
I
like
like it?
it?
Yeah.
Are
Yeah.
you
Do
enjoying
I
it?
like this?
Would you like this if you were given this and read it? And the answer is most of the time is yes.
Yeah.
So I have to remember that for sure.
Well, funny fact, I've actually never watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days because I don't really love Kate Hudson. I
Oh,
mean, shoot me on sight.
my
Sorry.
jaw is on the floor.
Sorry.
Oh my God, my jaw is on the floor.
I'm gonna have to go watch it now.
You have to.
I have to.
I've watched that movie. It's like my favorite rom-com.
It?
Obviously, yes.
Oh, okay.
I've watched it like 3 times in the past 2 days while I've been writing, just to have like the
Now,
inspiration,
see,
even though I
my
know the
favorite
movie.
rom-com is The Holiday.
Oh my God. Okay, well that's like my second.
Oof, so
That's like
good.
one of my top favorite movies in general,
Yeah.
is The Holiday.
Yeah.
There's a Holiday Dramini fic.
Away? Oh, I'm sure
Oh.
there's more, but there's one called Away that is.
Oh, I haven't read it, but there's one called The Holiday, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, the last one that I read was called Away, and that was fantastic. Draco was a photographer in New York, and it was.
I'm just gonna casually write that down
Casually
for
write that
later.
down. Yes.
Yeah, I think the rom-coms, like, I think you can fit Jermaine into any rom-com. And
Oh,
I know
seriously.
there's probably like a bunch of fics out there. I know there's a fic for How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days that was just recently completed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I just know that they're all out there, but I would read about them in any setting a
Yeah.
million times.
As we have done.
Yeah, and we'll
It's
continue to do.
that, yeah, that's one of the things that I find the funniest is that it literally is the same core characters across the entire universe, and I don't care. I will read one after the other, after the other, after the other. I finally read a not Dramione book last week, and I was like, "What is this?
This could easily have been Germani.
What is this?" Because it came to my TikTok FYP, and I was like, "Oh, that might be looks interesting. The guy's
Yeah.
tattoos."
Oh.
That, yeah, tattooed Draco gets me. But I'm reading this story that's not Draco, and I was underwhelmed.
Yeah. There's like a certain magic, and there's so much lore that we as a community have built up for the characters. So that's why I struggled reading for so long. I just like, it took so long to connect with characters right away.
Right.
With a Dramini, I know the second I read, I'm already in.
You're invested.
Yep.
And even if they give you like a different personality, like it's another dark fic of Paper Cranes and Lies.
Oh, I've heard of this one, yeah.
My God, Draco in this fic is such an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He does this like whiplash, like he's nice, he's an asshole, he's nice, he's an asshole, he's the worst asshole. And you're just like, oh yeah, I see it. Like
Right.
you immediately you're like, yeah, I can see it. If his personality chose to take that exit off, on that new highway, you're like, oh yeah, fully on board. Oh yeah, that's
Absolutely.
him. And then you read something where he's like the squishmallow, and you're like, oh, yeah, totally, I get it.
I'm with you like 100%. I don't ever read a fic where I think they're out of character because we don't know what happens to them.
Right.
You know? Like people change so much over time. So if you're looking at a post-war fic like 15 years after Hogwarts, who knows what happened to them to make them the way they are? But I'd love to find out.
Knows?
Yeah.
Let's get like we're gonna get topical with what's going on right now, and you can say yes and you can say no. What do you think about fic authors removing their fanfics from availability because people are assholes?
I think it's sad that they have to do that, but I totally understand it. Yeah. And I think it's unfortunately the only option. They can't control what's already out there, so
Right.
it's not going to stop it. At the end of the day, they have to protect themselves. And so if there was ever a situation
Right.
where they were being contacted by like Warner Brothers or whatever, they can say, well, I don't even have the fic up, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Right,
You
exactly. It
know?
doesn't even, yeah,
Yeah.
whatever is out there has been previously downloaded or what have you.
Yeah, it's just awful, and it is sad, and I think it'll ebb and flow over time. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
Jermaine's been around for
A long
30
time.
years,
Yeah.
like almost, you know, it's like a very foundational, and there's been mass exodus of authors in the past, and unfortunately, I just think we're in that because of TikTok, which
Well, yeah.
I hate to say it because I love TikTok.
Right.
I've thought about kind of pulling back on TikTok because I think it's reaching an audience that doesn't understand the fan fiction community, and it's reaching an audience that doesn't want to learn the etiquette of the fan fiction community.
True, it's just people who are looking to monetize and catch a buck.
Yeah, it's just consumerism and
Yeah.
capitalism, and
Right. Well, yeah, I see that for sure.
we could go real into capitalism right now, but you know, it's just
But
people are greedy.
yeah. Well, and ultimately, I mean, J.K. Rowling does own all of it, and we are borrowing, and I mean, the whole J.K. Rowling of it all.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, personal opinions aside,
Yes.
we don't actually own these characters. We are just conveniently borrowing them for our own twisted little fantasies.
Yes.
And we share them with the ones that want to, to also share them with us. And the whole thing of binding fan fiction is strictly for your personal use, your personal enjoyment, because you want to actually have a book on the shelf that is, to your specification of a story that you love. But because people are, obviously not everybody knows how to book bind. Not everybody knows, or wants to.
Right.
But people who do will take advantage of that and try to monetize it in a way that really fucks with the whole entire process.
Yeah, it's getting insane. It's getting to the point where people are selling digital downloads of
Yes.
it when
When
it's
it's
like
free. Like,
it's
what are
free.
you doing? Like, literally, if you don't even, a lot of
Yeah.
these fics, you don't even have to have an AO3 access account.
No.
Like, a lot of them are just up there and you can just get an EPUB. Like, I don't even have cover art on any of mine. And do I give a shit? Hell no.
No, yeah,
I
right.
don't need the cover art. That's what Pinterest is
I don't
for.
ha yeah, I don't have I just don't have the mental capacity to figure out how to do
No.
that. But maybe
No.
one day I will.
Would I absolutely love to have a bound copy of any one of the fics that I have read and loved? Yes. Do I feel like I'm entitled to it? No.
In the same way, I don't even feel
Absolutely
like I'm
not.
entitled to a copy of my own.
No.
I mean,
Right. If I wanted one, I would print it out and put it in a binder.
yes. Do what you gotta
Seriously.
do.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how this problem's gonna get solved. I think it's just gonna have to be one of those things that the hype needs to die down.
Yeah.
And
Well, I think
that might
so.
take a couple years.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know, like, with the fact that Manacled got picked up as a, kind of like what happened with 50 Shades of Grey
Yes.
in the, previous fan fiction days, because 50 Shades of Grey was originally a Twilight fan fiction. And I mean, that thing went and just blew up the entire book industry. Like,
Right.
that is one of the reasons that smut exists the way that it exists today.
Oh yeah, I never even knew that smut was a thing.
Right.
Like I saw the books that my mom had on her Kindle and I thought they looked a little suspicious,
You're like, girl, why is this man all up in
but then
here?
like she was talking about 50 Shades of Grey and I was like, "What are you
Well, it
reading?"
norm it fully normalized. But the fact
Yeah.
that Christian Grey was originally Edward Cullen
I love that.
did not make any difference to the people who were reading it at Christian Grey, because they weren't aware. Like, it
Right.
existed on the internet as a different fan fiction.
Yeah, and like the same thing happened with Allie Hazelwood with her Raylo fan fiction.
Yeah.
And now she's over
Yeah.
here putting Omegaverse out into the
Right.
real world.
Seriously,
Like so
girl.
fun.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
I think Lauren and I talked about reading Send Lanyu's All You Want as like one of our first fics. And not being aware, because we were like, what's Omegaverse? Like, we went into it blind. We read
Oh
the
gosh,
tags. We
yeah.
read the tags, but we were just like, I don't even know what that is. And we just jumped in and we, like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I mean, I'll get down.
I mean, listen, I'm into an Omegaverse. That's fine.
For sure. But it's just so
But
funny because you read Manacled, so you're like, oh, this is the way that Sen Lin-Yu writes. No. So totally different. I was just like, holy shit.
I love that. The duality of Senlin
Seriously, I was like, well, okay then. I mean, I'm gonna finish it.
I am super excited for her book.
Oh, it's gonna be so great.
It's sad she has to take down Manacled, but I totally
I get it.
get it. And
I
I'm
get it.
surprised she didn't take it down earlier, honestly. I don't know how she deals with all the attention and, having like articles written about her, 'cause
Right.
she previously has been super private. So yeah, I'm excited. I'll be getting that book and I'll
For
be eating
sure.
it up.
For sure. Well, I want to see what she does with it.
Yeah, absolutely. She can do all her own world building and yeah, I think it's gonna be really
Because I mean,
interesting.
like, the Dramione of it all, it's really like, she can take that whole thing and just, I mean, will I miss Draco? Fuck yeah. But you know what?
We're
I've
just gonna get
we've got
it's
others. Like,
and it
we've got others, but just making sure that somebody that has carried this fucking thing on her back for a little while
Yep.
has, gets the kudos and the, congratulations that they deserve.
I agree. And we're still going to get Draco. He's just going to be in a different font.
Right? And how many high reeves are there? There's infinite room.
Yeah.
I'll
Infinite.
take them all. I'll take them all.
I'll take whatever anyone gives me.
Amazing. So, one more thing about authors taking their works down before we kind of wrap up because we're jamming here. I was very, very, very sad to see that Onyx and Elm is taking down all of her stuff because she has a work in progress called Don't Look Back that I am so very invested in.
Yes.
And there's no resolution, and I'm just gonna have to live with the loss. So
Yeah.
selfishly, very
A
upset.
little upset. I know. I
I
know.
did.
It's so tough.
Yeah, I did have to make sure that I had Breath Mint's Battle Scars downloaded
Oh, of course.
before the shit goes down.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's probably not a decision she made lightly.
No.
And maybe she's working on something
I hope so. I hope she gets the
that's
Senlin Yu
that
treatment
can,
because she's a
yeah.
fucking genius.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all I can hope for these, like, bigger, more popular authors that if they do have to take down their works, at least they could
Yeah.
possibly do self-publishing.
Yeah, for
You
sure.
know, I
Well,
don't think it's the last we're going to see of them. I mean, it could
but
be, but
you have like authors like Olive E. Blake who have actual book deals. Like they have actual, I can't remember her pen name, her fanfic name. But I think her name is like Ruby Soto. I don't know. I have to look at my Kindle. I downloaded
Oh,
one of her,
Julie Soto,
Julie Soto.
who wrote The Auction?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. She's an actual published author, which is fucking great. Support, support, support.
Absolutely.
I like to live in this universe where, like all of my favorite authors, like especially Pacific Rimbaugh, are like making mints
Oh,
off of their
absolutely.
books.
Yeah, if that's what they want to do, absolutely. I
Right.
mean, I'm so there for it.
So you've got your new Warfic coming on, which I can't wait for. Anywhere that the people can find you, what are your socials?
Oh,
What's
my
going on?
socials. I'm on Maple.
Yeah.
I'm Maple underscore Unicorn on
Okay.
TikTok. I'm Maple dash Unicorn on Tumblr, and then I'm on Discord. I launched a Discord in January for Dramini Writers.
Big
It's
ups
the
to that.
Dramini Writers Society Discord server. We are linked on the Reddit wiki, the
Heck yeah.
subreddit for Dramini. So there's an invite link there if anyone wants to join for
Lovely.
Writing support. And it's a fun little group. I really
It
like it.
is.
Yeah.
It
I
is
mean,
a fun group.
it's not so little
It's not little
anymore.
anymore.
Oh my gosh. I think we have like almost 300 members, which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in there for a little bit now.
Yeah.
And yeah, that influx, it was like a wave hit. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, it
Whoa.
was really scary.
Like all of a sudden it was just like bling 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 bling. Like all these new members. I was like, whoa.
I know there's so many new members and we're
There's
having
so
to
many
like,
messages.
I know there's so many messages and we're having to monitor so many things. I'm like, ah, but it's good. I really like it. So I'm pretty much the most active there. I was more active on TikTok when I was posting Boundless. But I don't know, the TikTok algorithm's kind of being a bitch lately. So
Really?
yeah, I haven't
Well,
really been posting too much, but I am on there. I'm lurking.
knock on wood, she's being really nice to me right
That's
now.
great.
Yeah,
Good.
so I know.
She picks and
But
chooses.
she does. She's fickle. She's a fickle bitch. All right, Miss Maple. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
It's been great talking to you. I'm so happy to be here and be your first guest. This was a
My
lot of
first
fun.
guest. Yay! We'll have you
Yay!
on again once you finish that How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and once I watch it and then hopefully I can bring something to the table on that.
Hopefully you can get through that movie with Kate Hudson. It'll be
I
tough for
don't
you.
know what it is. I
It's
don't know.
okay.
I'm not going to explain. I can't explain it. I just
It's
heard a
fine.
thing. So, anyhow. All right. Well, have a great day, everybody, and go read some Dramione right now.